This speech is the next part of Jesus' last talk with his disciples, and is part of the long talk in chapters 13 through 17. This is a very simple section of the speech. There are no major changes in relation to who is being addressed or to topics. It is all about their relationship and about what it means to love Jesus. The verbal threads that connect this together, the most important one is the beginning and the end. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And those who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me. So, in effect, the sentence is just turned around. You know, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Those who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me. And then those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them. So this theme of loving him and being loved by him is the verbal thread and the basic theme tying together these parts of this speech. Another verbal thread is because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him. So the world doesn't know him. You know him. Another is in the next episode, in a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. That you will see me, this see me verbal thread. And finally, at the beginning of the last episode, on that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. So this identity of and deep connection between the disciple, Jesus, and the Father, and the intimacy of relationship, of love that binds them together, that's what is in this verbal thread. So this is a teacher and friend speaking with his disciples, his students, those with whom he has traveled for 3 years, and in this extraordinary relationship of intimacy that has been present between them and that is established and expressed in this speech. The dynamics of it are the dynamics of love. You know, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. And I'll ask the Father, he'll give you another advocate, is the translation. The word in Greek is paraclete, which means both advocate, counselor, like a lawyer, as advocate is another word. But it's also the word that clearly describes what was later called the Holy Spirit. And that is one of the synonyms that is used here. I'll give you another advocate. That is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. So, and that Spirit is one that abides with you and will be in you. And so this relationship between Jesus, who's going to ask the Father, and he will give you a Spirit, the Spirit of truth, who will be with you, is central to then the assurance and the consolation for the disciples in the aftermath of Jesus' death. Another part of that promise is that he will not leave them alone, will not leave you orphaned, that is, without a father, because I am coming to you, and you will see me. So this is a promise of that they will see Jesus again, and that because he lives, they will also live. It is a kind of resurrection prophecy and an assurance of that they will see him again, and that is exactly what happens after his death, so that this prophecy is fulfilled in Jesus' resurrection. And then that on that day, and I think probably the reference is both to Resurrection Day, that is, he appears to them that evening of the first day of the week on Sunday, and that you will know that I'm in my Father and you are in me and I in you, and that they will then keep the commandments. And the primary commandment is to love one another. And so loving the Father, loving Jesus, loving one another, that is the core of the commandment of Jesus, is this investment of everything in the commandment of love.